Why does Grandma have to turn the damn thermostat up to 95 degrees? Well, I suppose it's safe now to reveal a dark secret of the Conrad household, and that being the secret of the rogue thermostat. When Joel and I used to stay at Grandma and Grandpa's, we were always looking for creative ways to fan the flames of an already volatile situation. And one of our favorite stunts was to wait until Grandma and Grandpa went to bed, sneak out in the hall and turn the thermostat down, at least in case of it being summertime, to its lowest setting. And if I remember correctly, it was about 40 degrees. This action usually took about 20 minutes to produce the appropriate response. Namely, icicles almost beginning to form on the toilet, and Grandma walking out in the hall shivering with cold, complaining about Grandpa having to keep the house at walk-in refrigerator temperature level in the dead of the hot summertime. She would look at the thermostat and exclaim, "Look, he doesn't even know how to set it. He's turned the thing down to 40 degrees. As soon as Grandma would drag herself back to bed, we would sneak out again and immediately turn the heat on, crank the thermostat wide open to the top of the dial, about 95 degrees. After about 20 more minutes, Grandpa would come out of the bedroom in an absolute sizzling rage, yelling back at Grandma in the bedroom, demanding an explanation for turning on the damned heat and setting the thermostat at 95 degrees when it was already sweltering outside. And the next morning, Grandma would usually explain to us that Grandpa, when he was sleepy, had some sort of thermostat compulsion. She said that when he was tired, he didn't know what he was doing. For some strange reason, he always went out and turned the thermostat to its lowest possible setting. We, of course, would ask Grandpa about this strange condition that he was afflicted with. His reply was always that Grandma was full of beans and that she was just trying to cover the fact that she always had to turn the heat wide open in the dead of the summer. In the cold winter, we always worked the inverse approach. First, we'd turn the heat wide open, set the thermostat at 95 degrees, which would cause one of Grandpa's tirades concerning Grandma's wastefulness and how asinine it was to keep the house at body temperature during the cold winter. After he returned to bed, we would, of course, turn on the air conditioner, set the thermostat to walk-in freezer range. As far as I know, nobody ever caught on to these shenanigans, so now, for the first time, the entire dark secret of the rogue thermostat can be revealed.